Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
ITC Great Plains, part of the nation's largest independent electricity transmission company, owns, operates, and maintains key portions of the high-voltage transmission system in southeast Oklahoma. ITC Great Plains is proud to support the young men and women of the Oklahoma FFA and 4-H as they sponsor reports from the 2017 Oklahoma Youth Expo, the world's largest junior livestock show. To learn more about us, visit ITCTransCo.com. That's ITCTransCo.com. ITC, your energy superhighway.
Mark your calendars. It's the 18th annual Pollard Farms Bull Sale Saturday, March 18th at the ranch in Wacomas, Oklahoma, located 1 mile east of Highway 81 on Wood Road. The sale starts at 12:30 featuring 100 home-raised serviced-aged Angus bulls, complete with genomically enhanced EPDs. Free delivery offered on multiple bull purchases within 250 miles. For more information or to request a sale book, contact sale manager Matt Sims at 405-641-6081 or visit PollardFarms.com. That's the Pollard Farms Bull Sale.
The cattle futures today were quite strong here. We had them up about $1.55 in the March feeders, $125.92. That gap that we've been waiting for so long to get filled finally got filled, and the gap was $126.10, while today's high was $126.37, so that did fill the gap plus a little bit. That gap was from the end of January, and we're also today above the 50-day moving average, so there's several positive things here going on. Now, out there in August, past the summer, the market did go higher today, but it wasn't through the highs at the 1st of March, but we kind of went back to those levels. Live cattle today were also higher. The live cattle futures were up about 30 to 50 cents, with April at 52 higher at 116.50. The high today was about 117.30. There was quite a bit of cash trade already this week. Some talk of maybe some 28 or even some 130 being rumored to be traded, which is pretty positive, extremely high, considering where it was on Wednesday. Box beef at midday was higher as well. Box beef for choice was up 82 cents at 214.43. Select up $1.15 at 208.44. The choice select spread was about $5.99. Feeder cattle index is 126.97, still at a premium to the March futures.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain markets today were generally weak, led lower by soybeans following a USDA report which was a little bit bearish for both the world's ending stocks for beans and U.S. ending stocks for beans. The number in the United States was 435 million bushels. The 418 million was the average guess, and February is 420. So that was pretty bearish here in the United States. On the world level, it was 82.8 million metric tons for soybeans, where the average guess was about 81.5, so 1.3 million metric tons larger than what was expected. So, again, bearish for beans. Wheat was bullish in the United States at 1.129 billion bushels. That was lower than the average guess and lower than February. On the world level, it's 249.9 million metric tons, where 248.6 was the number guessed. So a little bit bearish on the world level for wheat. Corn was neutral to a little bit bearish. U.S. ending stocks, 2.32 billion bushels. Corn ending stocks on the world, 220.7. So neutral to a little bit bearish there. And then the cotton in the United States, they lowered ending stocks to 4.5 million bales, down from 4.8. That put stocks to use at 27.3, or about 100 days. And on the world level, they upped it to 90.48 million bales, up from 89.9. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.